we both caught something on the newswire this week, and we want to. I'll stop short of doing a big old rant, but this is our proud government at work, and we just can't let this one go by. The EPA has set aside $15,000 to a school in California to do a research project to reduce air pollution and cut the health hazards of barbecue pit masters who use propane-fueled cookers. Now, we all been barbecuing since time began. And most of the time, a barbecue pit master doesn't even use propane. I mean, he might start his fire with that, but all the barbecue that I know of is wood-fired or lump charcoal. What you thinking about that?
Well, this state senator from St. Louis, his name is Eric Schmidt, kicked off the pork steak rebellion after he discovered the EPA is funding a study. And they want to do things like, you know, a special tray for grease drippings and catalytic filtration to reduce air pollution. It is, you know what it is? It pisses me off. It's the Environmental Protection Agency. It's always been a real pain in the butt, but now it's trying to kill the industry progress and working people everywhere under this administration, an unelected regulatory agency that is downright fascist in its efforts to reduce the quality of life and on all Americans. And case in point, EPA is looking at ways to regulate barbecue in your freaking backyard. Are you kidding me? You're a bunch of fascists. And this is all thank you to Dr. What's-His-Face up there in D.C. right now. Oh, Hussein. Yeah. I'm sorry. The dude is a jerk, and he's ruining our country.
All right.
Start with the barbecue.
Yeah.
Now you really got me.
Yeah, now you got me. And here's the thing is they've got some proposed solutions already and to cut back on grease flare-ups. Well, you know what?
Whatever.
Right, exactly.
Put a grease flare-up in the EPA, okay? Torch the building. Get rid of them. They're killing everything.
Listen to this. It says it's a slotted and corrugated tray that is inserted immediately prior to flipping the meat and removed immediately after you flip the meat. Now, only the government would come up with a solution that says you got to pick up your meat, pick up the grill grate, put a tray underneath it, and then flip the meat, and then pick up your meat, pick up the grill tray, and pull the tray
back
out.
You know what? If there's some EPA officials in Grand Rapids, would you come down to the studio? We'd like to show you how to insert meat.
Yeah.
Come on down here.